Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Michael, and let's get started here. On today's episode, we are going to talk about the effective use of languages in the workplace, or what usage of languages in workplace can really help a lot in solving business between boundaries. Okay, so let's dive in. There was this scenario that I experienced about 4 years ago when I was a salesman by then, and I was speaking to a German lady in Germany who wants to buy our goods and services. So at that time, my boss and the few employees knew that I was quite good in the German language, so I was being tasked to go and polish my German language acquisition skills in order to speak with this German client or German customer. And it was very great because I made the German client aware that I am speaking the language that I understand really most, that is the English language, and also in German. And she also understood that, okay, because I couldn't understand the German in with the native accent, she would try as much as possible to speak the German language with me. So from those years, I was able to speak German with the customer, and we were so excited that she wanted to introduce me as an employee to someone who also is speaking the French, the German language. But it seems that was very great, and we are going to dive in on what happened. So now let's come back to how, as an employee, you should get at least two or three languages that you need to know in order to promote your work or also enhance sales and marketing in your company. So these are the really simple steps that any employee should take in order to at least get a fair idea about a second language or have a second language getting start to learn. So firstly, there are some apps on the Google and the Apple stores that will help you within the period of 6 months with effective and daily practice get to know how to speak a language, any foreign language, fluently or in the intermediate level. I am being one of the beneficiaries. I normally use Duolingo and this language app called iTalk. iTalk is one of the most powerful and the most beautiful site I've ever seen. You get to learn a language from a native speaker who knows the accent, the do's and don'ts of the language, and the rest. And comparing to other languages app, for example, Duolingo, then you the user are poised to understand whatever is being taught to you. You have to make sure that each and every word that you come across is being understood by you, and if it isn't, you are supposed to do a far better research to get to know how it's being done. So it's really simple, and language barriers are one of the most common hindrances that does not allow businesses to grow, and it is time that employees and also employers get to know this. Let me put my experience back in school. I did the French language in school, and I was really great in class, and my French teacher gave me an advice that no matter where I go, even if I am in for an interview and looking at my CV or my resume, they see that I have a language that is being indicated that I was being taught with a certificate or a degree, I get the most advantage over others. Although the selected criteria from the interview may not be language, but because you possess a language, a second language, you become the favorite for the selection. So he told me, and I was like, okay, then let me encourage myself to learn the French language, which I practically wrote exams on it, final exams on it. We did oral French examination, and it was fantastic. So later I graduated from high school, and I came out and I started practicing the French language, and people really liked me on social media and in real life in my community. So it was like, wow, I really got into the right path. And my friends who were not really really interested in the French language, later they came back calling that, how will you learn the language back to the intermediate fluent level? And I said, it is just practice that you're supposed to do. And it's really fantastic. And since all these years, I have been learning other languages to support the two languages that I have. I can say, with my primary language, that is my native language, which is being Fanti or Chi, I also have English, which I'm speaking to you now, and also French, which is my second language that I can speak in tough circumstances, and also learning German and Dutch, and move on other languages to see how I can also perform. And this language came into my mind just now. I'm trying to see if I can learn Japanese, because Japan is one of the world economic power, and if you want to transact business with them, at least get to know their language to establish courtesy and humility, and also relationships. So the use of languages in workplaces are really really important, because it allows employees to be dynamic, not static to one language, but to also move frontiers into different dimensional languages like Portuguese, like the Arabic, and let's come to this language, Arabic. Arabic is become one of the most rising powerful languages in the world right now. And as you can see on the world map, currently Arabic countries are the countries that possesses much crude oil. So as an English country, if you want to have a trade with Arabic countries, are supposed to at least get a fair idea about their culture or their language, that will establish a link to know that, okay, this customer from this ancient country is trying to speak to us in our local language, or our dialect, and that may humble them to at least get to know what you're talking about. Even if they know that you are not a native speaker, they may be submissive to hear what you have to bring them. So learning languages is really really powerful, and I have been a benefit. And currently I can speak French and also a little bit of German, which is also improving every day as I speak to other people. And I also try it on my own, trying to create sentences, and it's really really great to learn languages. So the advice I'm giving to all business partners and business employees and business CEOs out there is that it is best for you to learn at least two languages that can help you move your business to new frontiers. Okay, so that will also benefit the growth of your company, and also enlarge your business network in the world. So I think that's what I'm going to say for now, and we are going to end here. My name is Michael, and we are shutting down. And not to be the last, we are going to have a host on our podcast show, so stay tuned and have a nice day, and be ready for the host. So guys, I thank you very much, and have a nice day. My name is Michael, and we are shutting down.